Where are we? What happened? Together, they rubbed the windshield frantically to get it clean.
Oh, Jesus, Sarah said when she saw.
They were in the middle of a rushing river, muddy brown and moving fast, standing waves of churning water. There were big tree branches and debris moving swiftly along. The car was going faster and faster every second. And water was coming in through the floor now. Their feet were wet. Evans knew what that meant. They were sinking.
I think we should get out, Peter.
No. He was looking at the standing waves of churning water. There were rapids, big boulders, sinkholes. Maybe if they had helmets and body protection, they might try to get into the current. But without helmets, they would die. The car tilted to the right, then came back up. But he had the feeling that sooner or later it would roll onto its side and sink. And he had the feeling it would sink fast. He looked out the window and said, "Does this look familiar? What river is this?"
"Who cares?" Sarah yelled.
And then Evan said,
"Look."
Trooper Rodriguez saw the SUV bouncing and spinning down the river and immediately hit his car siren. He grabbed the bullhorn and turned to the picnickers.
"Folks, please clear the area. We have a flash flood now. Everybody, move to higher ground and do it now."
He hit the siren again.
"Now, folks, leave your things for later. Go, now."
He looked back at the SUV, but it was already almost out of sight, headed down the river toward the McKinley Overpass. And right beyond McKinley Overpass was the cliff's edge, a 90-foot drop. The car and its occupants wouldn't survive it, and there was nothing they could do about it. Evans couldn't think, couldn't plan. It was all he could do to hang on. The SUV rolled and turned in the churning water. The vehicle was sinking lower, and the water now, sloshing at knee height, was freezing cold and seemed to make the car more unstable, its movements more unpredictable. At one point, he banged heads with Sarah, who grunted, but she was not saying anything either. Then he banged his head on the doorpost, saw stars briefly. Ahead, he saw an overpass, a roadway held up with big concrete stanchions. Each stanchion had caught debris floating downriver. The pylons were now wrapped with a tangled mat of tree branches, burned trunks, old boards, and floating junk, so that there was little room to pass by.
"Sarah," he yelled, "unbuckle your seatbelt."
His own belt was now under the chilly water. He fumbled with it as the car rolled.
"I can't," she said. "I can't get it."
He bent to help her.
"What are we going to do?"
"We're going to get out," he said.
The car raced forward, then slammed into a mass of branches. It shuddered in the current, but held position. It clanged against an old refrigerator. A refrigerator? Evans thought, that bobbed in the water nearby. The pylon loomed above them. The river was so high the road overpass was only about 10 feet above them.
"We have to get out, Sarah," he said.
"My belt is stuck. I can't."
He bent to help her, plunging his hands into the water, fumbling for the belt. He couldn't see it in the mud. He had to do it by feel. And he felt the car begin to move. It was going to break free.